When you think of basketball, you gotta say all three names, words in the name. You don't know this? Okay, who won the NBA championship? Los Angeles. Okay, here it is. Here he is, LeBron King James. I don't really like him. I think he's pretty arrogant. LeBron King James. When you, okay, those of us who are baby boomers, you gotta be old, okay, and older. When you think of a woman who, in the height of her career, played male former professional tennis players, you think of, next slide, Billie Jean King. How many of you had no clue who that was? Too bad for you. When you think of the blues, next slide, B.B. King. When you think of jazz, next slide, jazz, next slide. Okay, well, and the last one, so second to last was, who was it? Nat King Cole, and then this is, he released the Jesus is King 9th album, Kanye West. And I say this because we're going to talk about the real king, the one who led wise men to give gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And the astounding thing is there's so much about they're coming to worship that we think is true, and it's not. So your first key point says, no one expected the king to be born in poverty or to be worshiped 2 years later by the Magi. So my question is, if Jesus is your King, Lord, and Savior, what have you done since Christmas Day to show that you love Jesus and that he is your Savior? Think about that. What have you done the past 10 days to show that you really love Jesus? Well, some of you are saying, well, you know, I go to work or I'm stuck at home because of COVID. What are you doing with your Savior Jesus? How are you living your faith? Is Jesus still king of COVID? Yeah. How are you living your faith? Listen to verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east, that's that way, came and asked, where's the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw a star in the east, and we have, what is the next phrase? We have what? Come to what? Worship. They weren't in church. Their journey was so long. Up here is a picture, a map. You got two dots. Babylon area, Jerusalem. Now, the fastest way would be go right here, right? But what's the problem? What's in here? Desert. Desert. You could not survive from here to there. You would not have enough supplies. Not enough water. So the journey that the wise men would have taken would have gone way up, actually north of here, and they would have come down right there. Most commentators believe they traveled 1,000 miles. Now, how far can a camel go? Just Google it, not now. You can see that a camel can go maybe 100 miles in one day, but it can't do it on a regular basis. So the average person believes that a camel could go 25 miles a day, but not continually. So most commentators believe it took 3 or 4 months for the Magi to go all the way north and come back south and arrive in Jerusalem. And we're told that on coming to the house, that's what verse 11 said. So they're still in Bethlehem, Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, but not in a stable. They're probably rented something. They would have taken Jesus on the 8th day to name him. 30 days, they would have taken him for the rite of purification for Mary. All that stuff's done. Jesus hasn't done any miracles yet. He's an 18-year-old to 2-month infant. And so what's interesting for me as I look at this, to look at the visit, how it relates to us, your second key point says that we see three very distinct responses to Jesus as king, and they're still prevalent today. The first one is represented, next slide, by King Herod. He opposed Jesus. I don't believe And if you're this king, you're going to take over my kingdom, and I'm not going to have that. Because the last verse we read, he sent all his soldiers into Bethlehem to kill the male infants 2 years and younger. So there are people today say, I don't need Jesus. I don't believe in Jesus. Well, then you're opposing Jesus. Second group is the Jewish priests. They didn't oppose Jesus. They just dismissed him. I don't need Jesus. I don't want anybody telling me what to do either. I know the scriptures. They pointed to Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But they were only 5 miles away in Jerusalem to Bethlehem. They didn't have any time for Jesus. What kind of time are you giving to Jesus during this time of year with COVID? You see, Jesus only wants the best, and he gives us the best. So verse 11, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Okay, how old did I say Jesus could have been? 2 years, probably at max. You've been around a one-year-old or 18-month or 2 years old? If you're going to bow down, you got to get way what? Way low. Here are these just very wise individuals spending 3-4 months to journey, and they come into the house. And the Greek word to bow down is proskuneo. I mean, their face went on the dirt floor. Why do I say dirt floor? Do they have tiled floors then? No. And sometimes we think, making a sacrifice for Jesus? I'm not going to do that. So what's your response to Jesus? I'm going to raise it again. How much have you worshiped Jesus way low in the past 10 days? Or is there all the junk going wrong in your life getting in the way? Does that happen at times? It happens all the time. Next slide says their response was reverence. Awe. Honor. Jesus was born in poverty. He has come for those of us who are just struggling with finances. He's struggling. He's for us who are struggling with their first marriage. Your first marriage is not going right. He's struggling when you've got issues and a lot of things not going right. And, you know, when we want life our way, we get angry, right? God, where are you? Well, he's Emmanuel. He's Emmanuel when we don't worship him correctly. We just throw up an empty prayer and say, I need this. I want this. Your third key point says that their gifts showed what was inside their heart. They opened their treasures. Another, they were expensive. Presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and myrrh. You want to know what someone worships? Just watch them. Do you worship sports more than anything else in life? Do you worship what your money can buy? Do you worship someone else who can give you what you think you need, but then when circumstances change and that person's no longer there? Like I said, Jesus hasn't performed a miracle. He hadn't forgiven any sins. He hadn't died. But the Holy Spirit was present, teaching them how to bow down and worship in the midst of nothing. Let's look at these gifts for a second. Next slide. What did gifts, what did the gold symbolize? Dominion, that this toddler was God, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Now, most people believe that they gave gold coins, and that's what financed their next months or years when they had to flee and leave Bethlehem. Isn't it interesting how God provides? Yes? Next gift was frankincense or incense. It's the second on the list, very costly. Fragrant from the east, it was used in the meal offering by priests. It pointed that Jesus was prophet, priest, and king. He was going to be the one offering himself as a sacrifice for our sins. He totally identifies with us. And then the third gift, myrrh, was a perfume or spice in the form of oil that pointed to his death. Remember what did they give Jesus on the cross? The translators say it was gall. It was wine mixed with myrrh to be like an anesthetic to deaden the pain. Jesus didn't want to deaden any pain, to carry your sin and mine. Next slide says all three of these gifts pointed to the cross. You can't leave Jesus in the manger. I mean, I wish we could keep this cross up all year. Then we get used to it. You know, I love what Rob did and said in the children's message. Okay. What was the treasure inside the cake? What was it? I'm wondering why he pulled it out of his pocket instead of out of the cake. Really, really significant. What it says to us is the last key point, that God passionately speaks our language. No matter what our situation, no matter how dire and how much we're struggling, God speaks to us. Does he only speak in English? No, he speaks in any language that he has created. Does God speak in a terrible circumstance? Yes. Does God humble us so that we listen to him? The answer is what? What? Yes. What language did he speak to the wise men? A star. Where did they get that knowledge? Remember Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the small remnant of Jews who stayed in that area? Interesting. How did Jesus minister to the woman at the well? He gave her water and said, I'm the living water. The Jews never heard the message of Jesus because they were looking for a different kind of a king. Jesus befriended prostitutes. He reached out to the tax collectors, the outcasts. So where are you feeling distant from God? At work? As you wear a mask? Are you feeling distant because you can't do what you want to do? You're restricted? Are you giving him everything in life today? The Jews didn't expect their king, Messiah, Savior, to stand before Pilate and be sentenced to death. They didn't realize he was the Messiah. They didn't care about him. The Jews didn't believe the creator of the universe would stoop so low as to cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's the kind of king we worship. So as we get ready to leave, what kind of a king is Jesus for you? He's a savior. He knows your struggles. He rose from the dead to give you life. So let me close with this example, true story of a Christian day school teacher named Samantha, who, before COVID, obviously, who did this pageant, and she trained everybody that you say your lines, you memorize them, and if you don't know what the line is, don't just stand there and look, you know, say something. And I love what God did. The first king, the first wise man said, baby Jesus, here is your gold. The second king said, baby Jesus, here is your incense. And the third wise man comes up and he, oh, no. And then he said, hey, doesn't he look like his dad? Isn't that cool? Because Jesus, according to Hebrews, is the exact radiance of God's glory and their exact representation of God the Father. Lord Jesus, take our lives and let them be an imitation of who you are and who we are because of you. Lord, in your mercy, amen. Please rise for the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love that comes from God the Father, and the fellowship of his Spirit empower you through the eyes of faith to be the mirror or the representation of Jesus Christ as his Holy Spirit lives in us as we worship him in everything we do as he gives us peace. Amen.